Is your wife a goer, hey?
Know what I mean, know what I mean. Nudge, 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 nudge. Know what I mean, say no more, know what I mean.
I beg your pardon?
Your wife, does she go?
So, yeah, I mean, nudge, nudge worked largely because it was a sort of conventional setup. And you might have seen people sitting in pubs doing sketches before, but it was just that little extra twist which made it work, a twist on the familiar. Mm. But it was, Eric kind of liked those sort of company characters, and he liked the sort of cheeky characters, and he liked wordplay, very good, and sketches and anagrams and all that sort of thing.
Whoa, okay, now we got 13 to write. And I think we brought in some material. I know I had brought in material because I'd been writing for the Frost, the ITV Frost. But anyway, I remember being a writer on that show. Hmm. And I remember that I'd written Nudge Nudge for that show, or one of the Frosts, for Ronnie Barker, and turned it in, and it came straight back, and I thought, oh. Because then if you look at it, there's no jokes on the page. Hmm. So you see, well, exactly why they turned it back, because without... And I just read it to the Pythons, and I just remember them fawning about laughing and saying, well, that's it.
Look, are you insinuating something?
Oh, yes.
Well?
Well, I mean, you're a man of the world, aren't you? I mean, you've been there, haven't you? I mean, you've been around.
Eh? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, you've done it. You've slept with a lady.
Yes.
What's it like?
And then this thing called a nudge bar popped up in Australia and flew me a great expense to Australia, where I did this commercial for Nudge Bar. And then they wanted another one the next year because it was very successful, and I said, I'm not going to do any more of these commercials. And John said, I'll do it. And he went and did it as my brother. How weird is that?
How weird is that?
But anything for the money with John.
Well, I wasn't going to say it.
No, but he did. He said, he once told me, this is quite true, he won't deny this, he told me he would do, he once was saying to me, he said, I'll do anything for money. So I offered him £1 to shut up, and he took it.